This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Sal D'Amelio joins us to talk about a vacation he'll never forget.
So I get in the car with my buddy Jeff, and we're going to Kurt Russell's 50th birthday party. I'm like, this is so cool. We're driving, and he's got nothing in his hand. I go, dude, what are you going to bring in? He goes, I should get a car. I should get a 50th birthday card for Kurt Russell. Put a $25 Applebee's gift card in here. I don't know. I think it was 1998, 99. Titanic was out because my buddy actually went and seen Titanic while we were on this week trip, believe it or not. So that's about 97, 98. I think I started comedy in 97. So I start doing open mics around Michigan. I'm starting to get a lot of MC work, and now I want to go out to LA. My buddy Jeff was living out there, and he's like, why don't you come out here? Just spend like just 9 days vacation. Out here. Do your comedy, hang out with us at night. We play softball and everything. So I literally fly out, I fly out to LA, and I got there a couple days early because I was going to hang out with my buddy, another buddy named Jeff, who lived on Hermosa Beach. And this is how great this week started, because when I landed, I wasn't going to hook up with my other friend Jeff for a couple days, so I was going to go down to Hermosa Beach. Well, my buddy was playing lacrosse at the time in San Diego. So I literally get off, and back then cell phones weren't that prevalent yet. And
right.
So I get off the plane, and I somehow checked my messages or whatever. And my buddy said he had to go to San Diego to play lacrosse. He says, I totally apologize, but the place is yours. The key's under the mat. I live on the beach.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah, so
I mean,
like,
it would have been nice to see him, but you're like, nah, I got this place to myself right on Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, I mean, life's not that bad starting off. So I literally go to his place. I'm like, oh my God, this is great, you know, but I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So I go down the street, of course, Hermosa Beach Comedy Club's down there. And this is Sunday. I flew in on a Sunday. So I go down there, and Jay Leno, every Sunday night he used to play there. So I said, oh, I'm going to go see one of my idols, Jay Leno. So I go, the place is packed. I got there right at showtime, and I'm literally getting my ticket, and the guy goes, we're completely sold out. And I'm like, all right. So I walk away, and the door guy goes, are you by yourself? And I go, yeah, I'm by myself. He goes, dude, you can have my seat, because my seat's near the door. So just go ahead and sit down. So I went and paid for my ticket, got in, and sat in this bouncer's seat.
Bunch of close calls so far.
Yeah.
Like, almost didn't have a place to
stay. I'm at Hermosa Beach. I'm watching Jay Leno, and show was great, you know. And since I was the first seat by the door, I'm like, well, I'm just going to go out onto the sidewalk and start walking down Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
Well, what Jay Leno does when he gets off stage, he wants to avoid the crowd. So he gets off stage and he's gone. He goes out the side door, and his vet is right there, and he just goes off. So he doesn't get bothered by people. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of crazy. I was coming out the other door because I was near the door.
Yeah.
So I come out the other door. He's coming out the other door to get the hell out of there. So right now I'm on a sidewalk with Jay Leno, and it's just me and Jay for about 30 seconds because all of a sudden everybody else is going to come out.
Did he say anything to
you? Well, I said something to him. I said, Jay, great show. Big fan of yours. I'm an aspiring comedian. I just started doing comedy. He goes, that's great. He goes, how's Mark Ridley doing? And Mark Ridley's still around? And I go, yeah, he's doing great. And at this time, he's walking around to his car because he knows he's got to get the hell out of there.
He's in a hurry.
So he's walking and talking at the same time. And I'm just like, you know, leaning in his vet because he had the top down, like I'm going to get in it, like I'm his date or something. And he goes, oh, well, you know, good luck to you. And say hi to Mark for me. And he just goes off. So that's how my week started. I hung out in Hermosa Beach by myself. I actually went to a show the next night by myself and saw a guy named Greg Rogel, who's very funny, who's still doing comedy. He's a New York comic. And I saw him on Monday night, again, by myself. Walk into the club. Now it's not as packed as it was for Leno.
Right.
So the guy goes, are you by yourself? I'm like, yeah, I'm by myself.
Everybody
again.
Has to point it out for some reason.
He goes, well, this is how nice the women are in California. Two pretty good looking women are behind me, and they hear that I'm by myself. And they're like, well, he can sit with us. And I turn and it's like two just smoking hot girls, probably 10
happens.
Years younger than me. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to sit with these girls. So I sat with these
how
girls.
How do you not?
Had a great time. After the show, they're like, do you want to go to the bar with us? And I'm like, yeah. I go, man, wish Michigan women were this nice. Like, they would already kick me to the curb.
I like so, yeah, this is
I'm 24 hours in, and I'm having a great time in Hermosa Beach. I go to the bar with these two girls, have a great night with them. Nothing crazy happens.
Right, right.
But
it's like, no,
unfortunately,
this is my place on Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, pretty much. But that didn't happen. But had a great time.
I don't see any of these family photos.
Get completely drunk, pass out, you know, on a Hermosa Beach apartment that you know, I'm just in love with. And obviously, Tuesday morning gets up, my buddy gets back, spend the day with him, and we went golfing. Now I'm leaving him because he's actually from Michigan and he was going back to Michigan. So now I'm hooking up with my buddy Jeff Gorman, who now is doing very well for himself on Fox Sports Radio. He's got a radio show with the drummer from the Black Crowes, Stephen Gorman, which is his cousin.
Nice.
So they've got a really good sports kind of sports music show going on now. But this is back in the day when he was doing acting. So I'm hanging out with him, and he's like, man, I got a softball game tonight. Do you want to play on our team? And his brother was living out there too. I said, sure, I'll play on your softball team. What's the deal? He goes, well, it's a celebrity league, and we're playing the Jacksons today. Swear to God, we're playing the Jacksons. And a softball, like Tito's at short, you know,
you're playing softball.
I don't know their names, Marlin. I don't know. I think I'm confusing them with the Wayans, but regardless, there was a bunch of Jacksons out on the field. Michael was not in attendance.
You're playing the Jacksons.
Swear to God. And I slid into second base and took out Tito on a double play and like banged up his knee. And I'm like helping him up going,
sorry,
you know, are you okay? And
sorry about that, Tito.
Yeah. Craziest thing, we played the Jacksons, not shitting around. Is that nuts? So we beat them like 12-7. They're
the
not
random,
very good athletes.
That's the most random thing.
I swear, this is all true, man. I am not lying at all. You can ask Jeff, but we played
ridiculous.
The Jacksons. Yeah, so that was fun. I think I went 2-for-4.
Against Tito?
Almost knocked out Tito.
Tito's short. How do you top like hanging out with Jay Leno and the Jacksons? And hanging out with two beautiful women on Hermosa Beach.
So far things are going good.
All in
you know.
A week.
So now
less than a week.
Now I think it's Thursday, and I had signed up. Or no, Thursday I wanted to go up at the Laugh Factory. But as many comedians who are probably listening to this or yourself, you know, you got to stand in line out there. At least you used to have to stand in line all day to be lucky enough to possibly get on the show that night. Well, I stood in line all day, got on the show. And got to go hang out at my buddies and then come back at night because you're in line from like 9 until 1.
Yeah, that's a full day.
And then you come back at 7 or something for the show. So I come back for the show. My buddy Scott and Jeff came with me, the guys I played softball with. They wanted to see the show. And the place was packed. And I'm going up. And as a lot of people know, there's a lot of actors out there. Yeah. So the first 4 or 5 comedians were like kind of actors that really didn't have a lot of chops. So I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, Dane Cook is about to do a 7-minute set for he was going to go on Leno, I believe, that night because this is L.A. So
and that was in the late '90s too. So he was still
unknown. Absolutely, he wasn't anywhere near, but he was getting on television.
Yeah,
and he was pissed because nobody had gone up yet and did well to get the crowd warmed up because he wanted to do his bits and. Get a good reaction. So he's like telling Jamie Masada, hey, will you put somebody up with some chops? You know, like, and then I'm like, well, I think I'm next. And I've been doing comedy for a couple of years. I think I can handle 3 minutes and get a laugh for you. And Dane goes, good, put this guy up. You know, like, so Jamie's like, go ahead, go up. And I did really well. It was my two buddies were like, dude, you did well. They liked you and everything. And that was cool. And then Dane went up and did his 7 minutes after me and then came back after. And he's like, hey, nice set. You know, glad somebody knew what they were doing in front of me. And so that was cool. That was a nice little moment. Jamie Masada gave me my.
I think it's nice to hear any comedian who's a regular at a club like that give you some, you know, especially as an open micer.
Yeah, pretty much my only set I've ever done out in California was that 3-minute set.
And that's cool.
Laugh
and
it
went well. That's good.
And it went well. So that gave us reason to go out and party with Jeff and Scott after.
And
we just kind of toyed around.
Tito couldn't make it.
Yeah. I think we went to the Viper Room that night, which was famous for one of those actors. Freaking died of a heroin overdose or something outside that place. But anyway, it's a very famous place. So we went there after and just did the LA trip. Then Friday of that week, Scott, who's a recovering alcoholic, and so is Jeff at this time today in 2015, but back then he wasn't.
Yeah.
So he was drinking and partying with me.
So just two of you were drinking.
Yeah. So now Friday comes around and Scott is Scott. His brother Scott was parking cars at the Beverly Hills Hotel at the time.
He tells
Jeff, "Do you want to go to Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's birthday party? Because I parked his car a couple weeks ago, and Kurt Russell said it's my 50th birthday party. Do you want to come by?" He says, "I can't come by, but can my brother come by?"
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, plus, Goldie Hawn's daughter, who's a big actress, and I can't think of her name, at the time, I believe, was going out with Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
And got married
to him. So there was a connection there.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why my buddy got invited.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. So I get in the car with my buddy Jeff, and we're going to Kurt Russell's 50th birthday party. I'm like, this is so cool. We're driving through the...
That's exciting.
And we're driving, and he's got nothing in his hand. I go, dude, what are you going to bring in? He goes, I should get a car. I should get a 50th birthday card for Kurt Russell and put a $25 Applebee's gift card in there. I don't know.
What do you get Kurt Russell as just some nobody?
Like, yeah.
What do you
get? I said, we can't walk in with nothing. And then he goes, what do you mean we? And I go, aren't I going with you? He goes, dude, I don't think I can have you go in. I said, so what am I going to do? Wait in the fucking car for you to go to Kurt Russell, and I have to wait outside a mansion. He goes, yeah, dude, let me get in first and see if I can get you in.
Rub some elbows. Just got to show my face.
So I'm like, great. So we go to the drugstore. We get the card.
Do you remember what the card said? I know it was a long time ago. I was just curious. Did you get
I think it was stupid. He didn't want to spend a lot of money, so he got one of the ones for $1.99. Yeah.
Really?
Glad you're enjoying your millions of dollars. Here's a $2 card. That's I don't know what it said, but it was ridiculous. But I gave him the idea, and he liked it. I think he picked up like a Enneman sweet box, too, just to walk in with something.
We brought pastries, Kurt.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that's
so
hilarious.
So we pull up to the house, and I'm like, great. So I'm standing outside waiting for him as he's inside having a good time at Goldie Hawn. I mean, people are pulling up, and you know, who knows? They're probably producers and people that I didn't know or recognize.
I
waited out there for like 2 hours. He never came to get me. I literally sat in front of Goldie Hawn's house.
No way.
And Kurt Russell's house for 2 hours. He never came. He goes, man, I couldn't come get you, man. Sorry.
I couldn't come get you, so I just left you.
So he hung in there and had a good time and then came in the car. And then
Did you see anybody else walking in? Anybody else worth mentioning?
No. Not really. But we were going to another party.
Yeah.
And he goes, sorry about this one, but I got another party we're going to, and you can go inside this one.
You know what? I guess if you're going to get bailed on at a party outside of Goldie Hawn's house, probably isn't the worst place to be, like, you know, like, oh, I got to wait 2 hours here. You know, you're probably like, well, this is interesting.
It wasn't bad. I kind of walked up and down the street thinking I would see another star because I'm sure he lived there.
I feel like nowadays you get arrested. Who's this creep?
Oh, definitely, man. That was right after the OJ thing, man. You know, luckily I wasn't black.
Everything was
changed. No, I'm just kidding.
So you went to the next party.
So he goes, hey, I got another party we're going to go to, and this one's in the hills, and it's just a regular party. And, you know, so, you know, you can go inside this
one. Yeah, we'll let you in this one.
So I'm like, all right, great. So we got to pick up some beers and have some good times, right? So now we're going to this next party, and it's in the hills, and it's packed, and it's not a big house or anything, but it's in the hills, and it's in a good area. And we walk in, and the place is packed, and Jeff's like, hey man, you might see some stars around here, you know.
This is
big time party. And he goes, I'm gonna walk around. I says, well, I'm gonna go find the beer, you know. One dude said there's a keg in the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not lying. I walk in the kitchen.
I like that you have to start it like that.
I walk in the kitchen, and there's a freaking keg, and John Cusack is pumping the keg.
What the fuck?
Swear to God, man. And Rosie Perez is, like, licking his neck.
Are you kidding? I do
And
know
they were
Rosie
never
Perez.
Linked in the news, the media. This is before TMZ. All
oh
that
my
shit.
God.
So
why were they there?
And they were the only ones in the kitchen. And I walk in to John Cusack and Rosie Perez, and my buddy stayed outside. I was getting him a beer, and I just wanted to get a beer. He goes, yeah, absolutely, man. He goes, here, you want a shot? And he had a fifth of freaking Jack in his hand, and the thing was half full. And I go, sure. And I, you know, downed a shot of Jack, and I hand it to Rosie, and I said, great to meet you two. I'm big fans of you guys, you know? I go, I love you guys, man. It's great to party. Oh, yeah, I mean, they're wasted.
Oh, yeah,
here's a beer. You know, God. I said, oh, I need another one. Finally, my buddy comes in and goes, oh, my God, now I know why you were in here.
Hey, it's my friend Rosie. And he just, like, introduced him. Like, hey, let's just play it cool. Just play it cool.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. We stayed at the party and had a good time. And there wasn't any other. I don't remember seeing any really other stars that night, but we had a good time. I guess the third floor of this house was like a swingers kind of section.
Really?
Where there was some swinging going on up there. And actually, one girl asked my buddy to go up there, and he was like, yeah, she didn't have like a partner with her that she exchanged with.
Oh, it was like almost a convention or something.
Yeah, you had to have like, you had to be like a couple so that the guy can be with a girl and the girl can be another guy kind of thing.
Don't want to be outnumbered up there.
Yeah, but this girl was like by herself, and she actually thought my friend was attractive and wanted to take him up there. He actually said no, and then I'm standing there going, I'll go, you know, but she never asked me. We left that, and I think it's starting to wind down, to be honest with you. But then Saturday night, we went to another party, and this was the, you know, the end all of things, because we were going out during the day, and I don't know, somebody called, two girls called my buddy, and they invited us to a party, and they wanted us to hang out with them. So the two girls come over to my buddy's apartment. We start drinking some beers, and you know, we're thinking, you know, maybe I can have the one and Jeff can get together with the other one, and we're going to have a good time all night, right? So we're having beers. Well, they were kind of like cokehead girls. And I don't do that stuff. I never have.
Yeah.
And, but I'm like, to go with the flow, because they're like, well, are we going to do coke at this party that we're going to? And Jeff didn't do it either. So, but we're
so
just like, we
just
wanted
like,
to go along
we'll
with
hang
it. Like,
out, but we don't want to do any of that.
No, but we didn't even say that. We just said, sure, no problem. I'm sure there'll be some at the next party.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can get some, you know, but let's just go, you know, and drink some beers. Blah, blah.
Play it cool.
Yeah. Because we wanted to be, we didn't want to say no. And then they'd be like, well, we're going to go there. And that's what we do. So we go to the party, and we're mingling, and everything's going good. And we're, you know, having drinks, and, you know, we're on the couch, and just, you know, starting to get to know each other. And he's kind of getting to know the other one, and everything's going good. And then the girl goes, are we going to get some coke or what? You know, and I'm like, I have no idea who to ask. And I go, if you can get it, I guess I'll pay for it. But I don't know who to
such
ask.
A gentleman.
Her. You know, I, my luck, I'll ask a cop. And,
yeah,
you know,
right?
We'll
yeah,
be,
you'll
we'll
ask
be
the
all
wrong
in
guy,
j-
yeah.
But so Jeff's like, well, I'll arrange it. I'll arrange it.
You have to be on a real high, though, from just the week. You're like, what can go wrong? You know, like you're just hanging out with Tito and, you know.
Yeah, I had a great week,
and
now I got this.
You're like, I'll ask anybody for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I can do no wrong. I'm sure John Cusack's in the back, and I can ask him.
Yeah, my buddy John.
But my buddy Jeff arranges it, and he talks to somebody that he knows there, and they're like, yeah, you know, I can get these girls some. And so he arranged it to go get it, and it was in the bedroom upstairs. So he says, well, you know, don't do it down here. Can I go upstairs? So we go upstairs with these two girls, me and Jeff, and we bought, I think at the time, like $200 worth or something like that. So we get up there, and again, just trying to, you know, get fit in and peer pressure and all that, like to the point where they were doing it, and they did like a couple lines or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember, because Jeff laid all of them out, so there was like nine or ten lines out.
He had no clue what he was doing either.
No, he had no clue either.
I feel like it'd be pretty easy under some pressure to figure out how to just...
Yeah, I mean, you roll up the dollar bill and everything. But here's the funny part. So those girls do like one each, and they're like, okay, well, you guys do one now, you know? And like I said, there was like 15 lines laid out. So they just went down one, and now there's 13 left. Mm-hmm. So my buddy Jeff goes, well, you go first, Sal. And me and him are cracking up because we don't do this stuff. And we're getting it to the point where we're going to do it for these girls.
Yeah.
I go down. Well, I forgot that I was so nervous that I exhaled before I inhaled.
Oh, shit.
And I'm not kidding you. I blew 13 lines into the air like, you know, LeBron James was slapping the powder on the sidelines before the finals. And this stuff goes into the carpets. And these two girls went freaking ballistic. What the? Do you know what you're doing? Have you ever done this? I'm like, no, I haven't ever done this.
Wow.
And I'm an idiot. And I don't like to do it. And exhaled before I inhaled, and I didn't know it was going to blow all over.
Telling you, don't worry about it.
My buddy is just dying laughing on the couch. He's just like, oh, my God. These girls stormed out. Who are we partying with? You guys don't do this stuff. They just left and just laughed at us. We went downstairs. We ended up staying at the party, having a great time. We didn't give a rat's ass.
Right. You know,
but
you literally blew $200.
Yeah, I blew $200 into the carpeting that was not retrievable. One girl was trying to pick a line out of the carpeting, but
be glad you're not that person.
Trying to think, I think that was really, but besides eating great food and just partying a little bit, but that was probably one of the best weeks, you know, of my life. That was my first LA trip, and I mean, I can't remember anything else happening that was that spectacular, but I mean, it was just a great week, you know.
That's all for this week. For more about Sal, please go to his website, saldemilio.com. Find out where he'll be performing at next. And you can find out more about the show at facebook.com/onecrazystory. Also, feel free to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, or even go to onecrazystory.podbean.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.